The surprise hit of the Christmas season was Waiting to Exhale, Forrest Whitaker's adaptation of the 1992 Terry McMillan bestseller. The movie was the biggest hit in the country the week it opened, and soon newspaper and magazine articles were proclaiming it a full-blown phenomenon. A film that had tapped an otherwise untapped audience, middle class, female, and African American. Film critic Stephen Schiff went to see what he thought of the film.
I wish I'd seen this movie at one of those showings that has already become the talk of Hollywood. The ones where middle-class black women welcomed it as a ritual of sisterhood, shouting back at the screen and roaring with delight at the foibles of the useless black men who hound the movie's proud, beautiful black women. Unfortunately, the theater was fairly empty when I saw the film. Behind me, a graying white male chortled happily and occasionally, in an enthusiastic baritone, yelled, "Go, girl!" Still, what was happening on screen was pretty obvious. Forrest Whitaker, who up until now has been an unusual and compelling actor, has directed the movie in the style of a perfume ad. Lots of gauzy close-ups and sliding transitions, not much attention to the nuances of acting, scene building, or character development. The movie tells the story of four girlfriends in Phoenix. Whitney Houston plays a budding TV producer. Loretta Devine is a hairdresser. Layla Rochon is a rising insurance executive. And Angela Bassett plays a housewife. But what a housewife. Her Bernadine has helped her husband, played by Michael Beach, put together a business that has landed them in one of the fanciest houses in town. But of course, like almost all the other men in this movie, he's a dog at heart. And worse, the kind of dog who chases white women on the side. Whatever finesse he may show in the boardroom, he brings none at all back home. Here he is, for instance, breaking the bad news to Bernadine.
I guess there's no appropriate time to tell you this, but I'm going to the party, just not with you. She? Yes. She doesn't want to be alone tonight, and I was thinking, why should she be? I'm leaving you. For her.
You wait a minute. I give you 11 years of my life and you're telling me you're leaving me for another woman.
Thank you, Bernadine, for making this easier for me.
Most of Waiting to Exhale is as blunt and clumsy as that. The women spend the movie longing for a good man. But what turns up, with two fleeting exceptions, is a parade of one-dimensional creeps who are so transparently worthless that the women start seeming idiotic for wanting them. The screenplay by Terry McMillan and Ronald Bass makes matters worse. Instead of exploring the women's character or giving us a convincing portrait of their friendship, it obsesses along with them about trying to catch a man. In the end, the movie makes these women seem as superficial and silly as the man-trapping career girls in a winky 50s romp like How to Marry a Millionaire. Only, unfortunately, they're not as funny. Since the actresses have nothing to work with, they can't do much. Angela Bassett rages and sulks, and Layla Rochon flutters her eyelashes seductively. At least plump Loretta Devine gets to use her extra poundage and her squeaky voice to comic effect. As for Whitney Houston, her performance is so blank that whenever I try to call it to mind, the only image that comes is of her in the video singing the film's hit theme song, all of which makes me think that maybe she should go back to singing. And that Forrest Whitaker should go back to acting. And that black middle-class women not only deserve better men, but better movies.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.